Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, as lockdown restrictions start to ease and more vehicles are travelling on regional roads, Road Safe Goulburn Valley is ramping up its message around mobile phone use by drivers. To tell us all about that this morning, we're joined on the line by John Wynett. Good morning, John.
Morning, Terry, and how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. This problem just does not seem to go away, does it? Are you there, John? Hello. Hello, John.
Yeah, I can hear you. You can't hear me.
No, you just disappeared there for a minute. I can hear you now. I was just saying that this problem with mobile phones just never seems to go away, does it?
It's not going to go away real soon, unfortunately. It's really quite worrying from our point of view. We're doing a campaign at the moment. We did a study leading into the campaign, like a pre-survey and a post-survey, and it showed some really scary or frightening figures. And I honestly believe it's not going to go away very quickly.
So you're talking about this pilot study in the Yarrawonga area about driver distraction?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. What we're doing is we're concerned about the number of people who use their mobile phone while they're driving. Now, we all know that it's legal if you do a Bluetooth. Using Bluetooth is still dangerous, but over 50% of the people who did the survey said that they did the were using their mobile phone while they were driving, and of those, more than half of them were using it illegally. And the really scary part was quite a number weren't just using it to make a phone call or receive a phone call, they were actually using it for other things as well. You'd half expect it to listen to music, because a lot of us have our music on our phones, but some of them, it's beyond me, some of them were using it to watch YouTube as well and things like that. Now,
you're talking about drivers?
Drivers. Driving along, watching YouTube on their phone while they were driving. Now, the bit that really worried me was one of the questions was when is it dangerous or when is it safe to use your phone while you're driving? And they all answered never. And when we questioned them about, well, why are you using it, their response was, oh, I can do it carefully. It's the other driver who can't do it properly.
The rules don't apply to me. The good old rules don't apply to me.
Yeah, the rules don't apply to me. Now, if that's what we've got out there, if that's what people believe, then, to be honest, the only way we're going to solve this problem is electronically, so that when you turn the ignition on, your phone goes off and, you can't use it full stop. Because if people believe they can do something as dangerous as that and do it safely, then, the enforcement and the education is not going to work. It's got to be electronically be able to do it.
How did you get people to admit this behaviour? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, the survey that's the other part of it. The survey we did was anonymous, so we have no idea who the people were. So hopefully they were honest. But even when you on a survey, how many of them still answered what they wanted us to hear? It's probably even higher than that than what we were even getting a response from.
Perhaps we need to mandate those hands-free holders in cars.
Well, I think we need to get onto the manufacturers, the actual, whether it be for phones or whether it be for the car manufacturers, so that the phone won't work when you're mobile. I've got an app on my phone that as soon as my phone is moving over more than 20 kilometres an hour, it switches straight on to standby automatically, so you can't receive a phone call. iPhones, a lot of people don't realise this, it's actually embedded into the iPhone, so all you've got to do is activate it. It's one of the apps that's already there. my app I had to actually specially download, and it's not degraded.
I don't think we've got much chance of people cutting themselves off, because we've got this culture of always being able to be connected now. But perhaps at least it could be voice activated, maybe, and you just can't touch it.
Well, that's some of the newer phones, and some phones have got that sort of app availability to them as well.
I know that if you use Siri, like, for example, if I was to use, and this has happened to me only because Siri has misunderstood what I've said, if you ask Siri to look at some kind of website while you're driving along, she will say she can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. The same thing happened to me back here, it's got to be 12 months ago now. We're driving along when those two of us in the car and we're talking, and somehow Siri picked up what I said and said, sorry, please repeat it or something, because I couldn't understand what I said. And we both looked at the phone and went, what?
I think Siri might have more sense than some of our drivers.
Well, let's hope so, yeah.
Tell me about this this driver distraction awareness campaign. Who will you be leaving behind?
Yes, it's a campaign basically trying to make people think that the question is, who are you leaving behind? Because if you're driving while you're and using your phone and you have a crash, it's all over for you. There's nothing left. But you're leaving behind family, friends, relations, all of those people who suffer because you're dead. So it's, who are you leaving behind? And then the second part of it is, it can wait. And the fact is that there's nothing that is so important that you have to answer the phone straight away.
I mean, well, nothing's more important than your life, I suppose.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. That's the message we're trying to get. If you get killed in a car crash because of your not being watching the road or you kill somebody else, that sort of thing, and you're being killed, then the who are you leaving behind is just think for a minute. You know, if you're a parent with children, and you've got other parents, you know, like your grandparents or friends or the girlfriend, the boyfriend, they're all the ones that are going to suffer. And if you know somebody, just think for a second. Most of us know somebody who's been killed or know of somebody whose close friend has been killed. They suffer for years. I talked to this one person whose sister was killed like 30 years ago. And it still comes up all the time. It's there forever. So, you know, it can wait. That's the bottom line. It's nothing that important that it can't wait. And if you have to pull over and talk to them, don't keep driving and take the risk.
Thanks for those timely reminders, John. Have a great week.
You too.
Just talking to John Winert of RoadSafe Golden Valley.
We all have our own purpose in life. And it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Golden Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Golden Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58325500.
1FM sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area. Complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more, this over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.